Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Glad you could join us on this Wednesday morning. Kind of a gray start to the day, but mostly sunny skies expected this afternoon. High right around 50. Clear tonight.
It's just like the opposite of yesterday. Yesterday, for the whole morning we were saying cloudy, cloudy, cloudy. Now it ended up being cloudy. But when we were wrapping up the show, it was like, my gosh, it's dead sunny. We've been misleading people all day.
And today, I come in this morning, I'm like, oh, great, it's supposed to be mostly sunny. I've seen nothing but clouds most of the morning. I ran and grabbed something to drink earlier, and I'm like, huh, look at that. Doesn't look very clear to me.
It was dead clear when I walked out of the house at 3:30 this morning, though. I mean, it was beautiful. That half moon in the sky, could see Orion, could see the Big Dipper. I always stop and take a pause to look up when I come out of the house. It was gorgeous.
Well, now that you mention that, last night, the wife, we were out doing some running. I'll get into meeting you somewhere. And she's like, well, they're supposed to be able to see the Northern Lights tonight. Of course, I'm like, all right, let's... So she lets the dogs out. I'm sitting on the couch watching a little football, and she comes in, shows me some pictures, which, by the way, I got to show you those pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. Then she started showing me pictures of folks who live in our neighborhood out in Pataskala. Awesome. And then I got online today, and I'm seeing more and more pictures. I mean, it's unbelievable. They're saying you can see as far south as Florida.
Yeah.
So I know you're all into that stuff, but I'll let the wife take the pictures and then send them to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's supposed to be clear tonight, I might even go out there and check it out.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I missed last night. Kind of bums me out, but I'm hoping it's still going. I've seen the Northern Lights one time. It was late 90s, I think.
Oh, really?
And my wife had, it must have been actually early 2000s because she was working a fulfillment job like 10 to 2 at night. It was after our son was born. And she was trying to work up some Christmas money. And she actually woke me up, and I mean, getting up at 3:30 in the morning to work. You're like, really? You're waking me up now? She's like, I thought you'd want to see this. So I went out. I did. I loved it. It was glowing red, and you could kind of see the waves. It wasn't as vivid as a lot of those, shots you see from like Scandinavia or Alaska or things like that, but still pretty cool.
No, the ones that the wife took last night, a little bit of pinkish kind of and a little neat green in it as well. But some of the folks in our neighborhood were just outstanding.
Yeah.
So I'll see if I can figure where that's out. So again, if you so inclined tonight, the clear skies, that's what they're calling for, so that probably means it's going to be cloudy all night. You won't be able to see anything. Be 100 people standing outside going, Donnie said this Northern Lights.
The cloud cover has never looked more majestic. Thanks, Dave.
I'm looking west and I see a lot of Columbus lights, but I don't see any Northern Lights. So if you get a chance, go on out there and do that tonight and have some fun. Now look,
it's like that Lost Lands Festival is going on. I see lights in the sky.
I see a lot of different colors and a lot of different objects. Because if you've ever been to Lost Lands, you know exactly what I speak of. So yeah, don't feel so bad. I can tell you that right now. Yesterday, had a chance to get over to Allen's Coin Shop. My God, you were not kidding.
Yeah,
I was so impressed. I'm thinking about Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Joel, I've never seen anything like that. Again, I've been to baseball card shows, and I've gone to the shops for cards and that kind of thing. But when it comes to the coins, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Yeah, I've kind of been loosely affiliated with them for almost 20 years now. And it blows me away, the stuff that comes through there. Because people, they know it's a coin shop. They know they buy, jewelry and things like that. But sometimes people come through with other things and you're just like, wow, that's pretty cool. And, sometimes they make an offer and they get it bought. I mean, that's the thing. Nobody's twisting your arm. So you bring it in. If they offer you a price you don't like it, you can walk back out with it.
And there was, I want to say, when we were in there, at least four people behind the counter, 3 to 4 people talking to people coming up. Hey, can you check this out?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it just because you guys have done it so long, you know when you see something that's like, okay, that's pretty rare, pretty valuable?
There's a lot of that. I mean, experience does pay huge dividends. I mean, but it's like with anything, whether you're a car person, whether you're an antique person, furniture, baseball cards, which you mentioned, whatever, it boils down to the condition of the piece and how many did they make. That's where you start. Because, a lot of people bring in like a 1921 Morgan silver dollar and think, well, this is over 100 years old. Well, they made 300 million of them. Okay. And there aren't 301 million collectors.
That's right.
So people that want a nice one pretty much got a nice one. Now, it's still got some value because of the silver content. But, you know, it's funny. People come in and they think they got something are usually people that need a little education.
Right.
And then there's other people like, I mean, I have no idea. My granddad passed away. He left me these coins. And
I heard that yesterday.
It's pretty cool.
I heard that yesterday.
That's a lot of the stuff that comes through, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's, you know, it's obsolete money. I mean, this country, they made 2 cent pieces, 3 cent pieces. Copper coins date back to the 1700s, and occasionally you see pieces like that. But it's just, I mean, if you like that kind of treasure hunty kind of thing, it's a really, really cool place.
Well, the first thing I grabbed, well, I guess it's the first thing because it's probably in the first case as you walk in, and we look down, and it had coins from, you know, certain years. Mm-hmm. You had all four of them. I don't remember what a dollar, half dollar, quarter, nickel, dime. I don't remember what they were.
Right on.
But from different years.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, my wife saw 1971, when the year she was born. I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And then I started thinking about, now, wait a minute, I got an uncle, you know, mm-hmm. born in 54.
Mm-hmm.
I just think those kind of things, and again, you know me, I'm not one man's trash is another man's treasure. You know me. You know how I am.
Yeah.
But even I was like, man, that would be just kind of a cool gift mm-hmm. to give to somebody. I'm assuming you see some of that too. I mean, is it all just kind of trade and what can I make? What kind of deal can I make here? Because there were some things in there I thought, man, that is just
yeah,
awesome.
Well, I mean, you know, when you talk about, you know, because, you know, buy and sell. So at the buy counter where guys are evaluating and, you know, and giving out prices and that, I mean, you got people that, you know, like divorce people that are, you know, just getting mm-hmm. rid of their rings. There are people that literally go to auctions and garage sales and things like flea markets and stuff like that and just try to find jewelry, you know, because there's a lot of people that just put out costume jewelry and sometimes they miss
mm-hmm.
white gold, yellow gold, platinum, things like that. And there are people that go through that stuff and buy it and then bring it in to make a profit. I mean, there's people they see weekly that just do garage sales. And they go around and they find pieces and then they sell it and turn a profit.
That's amazing to me.
But as far as like those year sets you were talking about, you know, like Christmas time, you know, because the U.S. Mint puts out a silver eagle, which is a 1 ounce bullion coin, basically, but it's got a face value of a dollar. And there are people that give those every year. So they actually make cases, you know, Merry Christmas,
for that, yeah.
You know, things like that. But then, you know, there's graduation, birthday, bar mitzvah. I mean, anything that can happen, you know, there's, you know, little cards, I guess, that you put in a plastic case and put that mm-hmm. that coin in it that has the date, so it kind of commemorates the occasion.
You ever picking through something and go, might need to keep this one off to the side?
Well, there is an advantage when you are familiar with the people that work there.
Yeah.
They're like, occasionally be like, hey, you're collecting this, aren't you? We got an interesting piece.
That's
in
what
yesterday.
I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's one of the whole reasons. I mean, I could tell you the birth story of how I got working there and all that stuff a long time ago. But yeah, I met the guys at coin shows and I was working on a particular series and I kept asking for these couple of coins and they're like, we got them, but they're back at the shop. And I'm like, well, if you bring them to a show,
yeah,
I might buy them. And they're like, well, why don't you come to the shop? And I came to the shop and then the rest is history.
Wow. I mean,
so,
and, it's just, it's unreal, the knowledge. I mean, I can't think of, was it?
Well, Ed is the owner.
Ed.
And then there's Doug and Seth and Tommy
yeah.
and Todd and Isaiah that work the counter.
Ed, I mean, I just asked my question, do you know where everything's in here? He's like, yes, I do. And I walked out with my wife. I said, I'm telling you, that's no joke. That guy knows where anything in there
yeah.
you're looking for.
Yeah.
He's going to walk right to it, and he's going to find it.
And if he doesn't walk right to it, he gets really mad. It's very funny to see. He gets frustrated. Somebody moved my cheese.
He can't find it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And I mean, it's not. And you mentioned the jewelry. They've got you got the figurines. We went and looked at some of those. I told you it took me right back to my grandmother's house, all those Hummels that you guys had in there. And I just, because that's what she had. I mean, she didn't have many. She had a few, but it just took me right back to her house. And now I could hear it in the back of my head. Now, David, don't run through the house and knock over my figurines. All right, Seth, oh, no problem. And then he saw them all in there. And I'm like, I don't want to touch any of them because I'm afraid I'll break one.
Right on.
But it's just, it was really cool. You talked about the different jewelry. Skyler making watches. I found that fascinating. Mm-hmm. I mean, how he said he does this, he can do this. And I was just blown away. Mm-hmm. I mean, my wife and I walked out of there smiling. I'm like, man, you may catch me in there again. And I'm not, again, I'm
even
not
though Doug blew you crap about Notre Dame.
He did, yeah. He's yelling out throughout the store, Notre Dame's overrated. But I don't even collect anything.
No.
But I could see myself going back. You had paper money from all over the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, just I didn't even bother to look through any of that.
Yeah.
Had stuff that I know wasn't for sale. The Chinese from the China money, Chinese money.
Well, there's like a little museum toward the back of the showroom that just shows what different things served as money through the course of time. I mean, there's hair, there's shells. There's, knives. There's just all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it's an education.
It is.
People think of currency as being what it is today. But through the course of time, all kinds of stuff used to barter.
The Chinese sword that was woven with the money. I was like, oh, my. I'm like, Jody, come over here and look at this thing. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to me. I tell you what, again, I'm not getting paid anything to talk about this. I just, if you've got time and you need time, because, I mean, it's...
It's a sticky place.
It is. Yeah. And you got to watch where you're walking because, I mean, there's something everywhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you have time and you just want to go do something and have some fun, go check it out. I mean, and it was just a whim for us. I'm like, just see if he's over there. And you didn't text us back. And the wife said, are we going? I said, yeah, we're over this way. I'm going to go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
No problems whatsoever. I wanted to go in the sports store, but then I'm like, man, we got to go do some. Then she's like, we got to go do some real shopping.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, real
right.
shopping. Okay.
Yeah. We gotta
okay,
go
mama.
Yeah. Well, it was for me anyway.
There wasn't any Target-rich environment there.
So I said, but it was a blast. Allen's Coin Shop, and it's easy to find. I mean, it's right there on west of Route 3?
Mm-hmm. State Street.
Yep. Just an easy thing. So I'm just telling you, if you've got something you want to do just to kill some time, go out there and check it out. It was so much fun. We'll be right back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, 94.3 Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley on a kind of a gray start to your Wednesday. Cloudy skies now, sunshine this afternoon, high right around 50, although I did think they lowered that even now to the upper 40s.
So. Mm.
Yeah, going to be a little bit cool, but then, boy, this weekend looks nice. Sunny skies, highs right around 60, so if you got anything you want to do this weekend, I know I was going to try to get all my deck furniture put away for the year, but I hate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because then you're pretty much putting the kibosh on the rest of the season.
65-degree day, you're like, hey.
Yep. Well, the rest of the season.
Pull that back out for a minute.
Yeah, I haven't made up my mind yet if I'm going to do that or not. Hey, college football playoff rankings come out last night. No surprise, at least not to me. Ohio State still number one. Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama. Okay. My Irish moved up to number 9, I believe. That ought to tell you, I didn't really even pay much attention to it last night. In fact, we were driving home from having dinner with our family. The wife said, oh, Ohio State's number one again. I'm like, oh, I forgot even they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess it's just with 12 teams getting in now, I'm a little nervous about Notre Dame, obviously, but when it comes to the Buckeyes, I mean, they can have a loss and they're still going to get in.
Yeah, I don't know about two because, you know, you still got the team up north. They're ranked.
Yeah.
And then you got to play the title game, which most people have them playing Indiana in that. And I mean, again,
yeah,
last few years, there's potential there. So, but, you know, as long as they don't stub their toe, they're probably in.
Yeah, I cannot envision Ohio State not being in that college. I just can't. Maybe you can.
I can't envision it. I'm not jinxing anything.
Nah, I can't envision them not being in there.
Not gonna do it.
Just saying. But I was kind of interesting watching that and seeing where that all plays out. And I told the wife, I said, look at that. Texas is number 10. Everybody wrote them off. And same with Notre Dame. Those two teams were written off early on.
Mm-hmm.
And now here they come. And you're like, okay, well, it'd be interesting. How funny would it be?
A rematch.
Yes. Now, personally, I'm not fond of those, especially when you've won the first one. Makes me a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll wait and see. I do know now if the playoffs were to play out like they are, no changes, it would be Notre Dame and Oregon in the first round. And then the winner of that gets Ohio State.
So it's just rematch all over that.
And the wife was already like, oh, God, I don't want it to be Ohio State and Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Like, well, honey, there's a good chance it very well could be. Mm-hmm. So we'll see, though. You still have a few weeks left of football.
And, you know, depending on what happens above,
yep,
could be OSU Texas again, could be all kinds of stuff.
All sorts of funny things and can go on with that. Yeah, it was funny out driving around yesterday, and I don't know if I'm sure I'm not the only one, but my gosh, it just seems like Christmas. There's already a couple radio stations playing all Christmas music.
Oh, yeah.
No matter where we were at, we were up at Easton because we met the family up there. Christmas displays, decorations everywhere. I'm like, can I get to Thanksgiving?
Mm-mm.
Can I just get to Thanksgiving? And then game on. I've always said it's the Black Friday for me because I used to work retail and I loved it. I mean, I just that whole day, and we used to work 6A to 10P. I mean, it was, and you didn't go. I mean, you were there. And I loved it. I just thought that hustle and bustle was great, mm-hmm, watching people. But can we just wait? I mean, is it too much to ask to just wait?
Yes, it is.
I complain about this every year. I know. But really?
And earlier and earlier, too.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The TV commercials. If I see one more Ram commercial about a truck with Christmas and snow, I think I'm just going to throw my TV through the window.
Now, Matt, you bring that up. There is one Christmas commercial, and I think it debuted last year, I think. But, and again, you know, not an ageist, but it's three old ladies, and they're sitting at the bottom of the thing. I know most people hate that. That gets me every time. Gets me every time.
You mean the emotions of that?
Yes. 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 And again, I look at it because I see my mom, and my mom is 87 years old. God bless her.
Yep.
And I think there are things that she could still do, but she doesn't want to because, you know, falling down's a problem and hurting yourself's a problem. And, you know, skydiving's out, all those things. But all those things that she used to actually do in her life.
Mama Riley was a skydiver?
No. Oh, I'm just saying. But, you know, sled riding and all that stuff. That, to me, conjures up the emotion, conjures up what Christmas used to be, sled riding, and just to see people that feel like they're limited and then they get to overcome that and all that. Again, I get the commercial part of it, but that one gets me every time.
Well, and I think what's funny about that is she throws the cushions in there. I think that, to me, is hilarious.
I agree.
It's hilarious.
And the full-length one, the short one, you don't kind of get the full story because there's like a 60-second edit of it. There's like a 30-second edit of it. And there's like a 15-second
edit. I've only seen the minute-long one, I think.
Oh, is that right?
I think that's all I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, the one, you know, where the old lady gives her the side eye and then she kind of turns away and then them squealing as they come down. I love it.
Oh, no, there's certain holiday commercials that can get to you. Mm-hmm. And then they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know what they're doing.
But then there's ones
like the Dodge Ram.
The Hershey Kisses Jingle Bell thing. They're in the shape. That's getting to be like the barking dogs to me.
Oh,
it was cute the first couple million times you saw it. But now, okay, time for some new creative.
Well, if I have to see Santa Claus pass out again because he's looking at two M&Ms talking, who wouldn't pass out? If you're standing in the living room and two M&Ms come in walking and talking, who's not going to pass out? I'm sick of seeing Santa pass out.
What about the new Coke Santa AI commercial?
I have not seen that.
It's all, you know, it's people that have seen it say it's the animals look glitchy and Santa doesn't look normal and all that kind of stuff.
I haven't seen it. I remember the polar bear one from a few years ago. That one, damn polar bears got me. I'm like, oh my God, I'm at the polar bears. I mean, so they're out there. They know what they're doing. They get you. The Budweiser commercial with the little one. They get you. But can you just wait till after Thanksgiving to get me? Could you just do that? Just give me until after Thanksgiving.
Let me get through my turkey and mash.
Exactly right.
And then hit me.
But everything was out there yesterday. I mean, it was just, I was.
Have you seen any Christmas lights up on houses yet?
Oh, yeah. Go up 30. Well, you probably passed that one house that's got 5,000 inflatables out in
there. That's every year.
It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
We were driving up to the new Goodwill Plaza store last week.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the one closer to town.
Yeah.
There's another one up by Venata that is
more than that
on steroids because they got property. They got property that goes back off the road. They decorate from front to back. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about the one right there to 13 and 16.
The one, you should go see the one in Vinetta. The one in Vinetta is...
Oh, this here, I was just like, holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, the wife the other day said, you know, it's nice that I might get out. And I knew where she was going. And I nipped that right in the bud. Nip it. Nip it. I mean, right in the bud. I'm like, no. No. I said, I will go out and put out the stuff the day after Thanksgiving. I don't care if it's raining or snowing or whatever. Well, they're going to be nice out. I'm like, no.
Yep.
I'm not doing it.
Well,
I'm not doing it.
You appreciate the wife's logic, though.
I did. I understood that.
Nice day. Let's do it while it's nice.
Got it. I get that. Yep. But I'm like, no. Yep. No, I'll take care of that.
I haven't put the lawn furniture away
yet.
The Christmas decorations.
That's exactly right. Tell you what, honey. You move everything into the shed, and I'll take the stuff out of the basement, and that's the deal. Knowing her, she'd have been, all right. So, but yeah, I yesterday was... Now, again, haven't had a chance because it's busy with stuff, but, I mean, every store you walked in, everybody. I mean, it was...
Trying to get you in the mood.
It was game on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was game on.
Yeah, so. And I mean, you know, it's akin to early voting because, you know, there's the October surprise. You don't know the candidates until you know the candidates and all that kind of stuff, and you don't know the gamesmanship of politics and all that. If you vote early, you miss all that. So... If you buy gifts early, all those last minute hints are for naught. And you know, somebody may drop, you're like, oh my gosh, that'd be the perfect gift. Well, you already spent a hundo. So somebody else gets to be the good guy to give her that. So you know what I mean? I don't know. I think there's a rhythm and time to everything, and I'm with you. I think it's a little too early.
Yeah, I don't now. Again, we'll find something. The wife will see something online. Oh, I think I'll get this. Okay, that's not a bad idea. As a matter of fact, we were shopping. And I saw something for my two sons. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I bought one myself, too, because it was a pretty good price. I said, I think the boys would like this as well. So all three of us are going to look the same. Hey, spoiler alert.
La, 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 la. Nothing says Christmas like buying one for yourself.
Well, you know, it was a good price. I'm like, hey, honey.
As long as it wasn't a sled with a little cushion in it, you're okay.
I'm good to go. Or a Coke bottle. But yeah, it's just, it was unbelievable. I was just shocked because I had not been out much. And just to see everywhere you went was, hey, this, that. And early Black Friday. I'm like, early Black Friday? My God, you're 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
But... Again,
well, there are some places that have been doing Black Friday sales for already a couple weeks.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what you enjoy doing, go ahead. I'm not going to stop it, but I'm not doing any of that stuff until the day after Thanksgiving. Then it's good for me, and I want to enjoy my Thanksgiving. So that's where we'll end today's show. Be sure to join us Friday. Speaking of holidays, we're trying to get a hold of folks from the Lincoln County Courthouse Lighting Committee. Good news. They reached their match that they were looking for from the community. So
awesome.
That'll be taking place the day after Thanksgiving. They know when to light the courthouse.
Absolutely.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Spot on.
So we're trying to get some folks in to talk about that and all the fun things that will be taking place that night. That'll be on Friday's Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Lincoln County.